And joining us this morning from the Colorado Springs City Council, it's Council President Richard Scorman. Good morning, Richard. Great to see you
this
morning.
Good morning. Yeah, happy to be here.
And let's just jump right in because there's a lot to talk about. And one of the biggest things actually that's happening this morning is gates are now being put in at Garden of the Gods Park. And this is going to be going through August, should be starting up at September. And this all has to do with park safety. And I know Caradio even had a story on what happens at night in that park. And it's a concern, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. There's a lot of mischief makers, certainly kids and gang wannabes and gang kids go up there. It's been a real problem. We put gates up in Palmer Park.
Okay.
Now they're going over to Garden of the Gods. We're going to put gates up there, and we're worried that they're going to go over into Cheyenne Canyon.
Okay.
And the gates just close it at 10 o'clock at night. That's when the hours of the park close anyhow. So it's not like it's going to be something people will be affected by during the day, but we want to keep the mischief makers away at night.
Well, and in seeing that story, I mean, some of the graffiti and the stuff that's happening there, not good.
No, it's not good at all. And it's a tough one because Rampart Range is a road that does go all the way up to Woodland Park.
Right.
And you don't want to close that off. But still, we want to make sure that people feel safe. A lot of firearm shooting up there. There's a lot of guns and a lot of people that are, up there partying, and it's just not really a safe place to be anymore.
Now, this added security at the gates, is this just going to be for vehicles, or will there be a perimeter that will stop pedestrians, too?
It'll just be for vehicles.
Okay.
Pedestrians aren't supposed to be in, but we figure that people aren't going to walk in and do their mischief right there by the gates, and hopefully this will help stop it.
So the gates are going in again starting today. It'll take about a month, the rest of the month, to get them up, right? And then it should be in effect by the beginning of September?
That's right. Okay. And Forest Service is the one that we're really trying to get the approval for North Cheyenne Canyon and for Lower Gold Camp Road up there. And if that can happen, that will make that safer as well.
Okay, and let's jump to another big story. It was a huge announcement a couple of weeks ago, and it all has to do with the City for Champions and then the big sports centers that are being put downtown. We've got a stadium and an event center, right? A sports event center?
That's right, and an arena at Colorado College. Colorado College is going to have their hockey on campus. And that's an important part of keeping their Division I standing. So they needed to have that facility so there could be more students that would go to the games and more people from downtown. And so it's going to be 3,000 seats. It will be also available for Olympic exhibitions and all kinds of other events. And then downtown by the warehouse restaurant in front of the Drake Power Plant is going to be a 10,000-seat outdoor event center. And that will be where the Switchbacks will play all their games, and there'll be other concerts and many other events. A very important part of the success of the Olympic Museum is to have the stadium right next to it. And this is going to be right across.
And you think this is going to be good for downtown, good for Colorado Springs, but also the downtown area specifically.
Oh, exactly. Downtown businesses, they say the average person spends about $25 when they go out to dinner or they go out and have a few drinks. And this will all be pedestrian friendly. People can walk from one to the other. They can walk throughout downtown. This is really what we've needed. And this is going to also be what's going to spur a lot of that development in the Southwest Urban Renewal Area, where all those warehouses are that have been abandoned for so long.
And we know as part of the City for Champions, of course, one of the biggest things with the C4C money is that a lot of people are concerned that taxpayers' dollars were going to be put to or needed to do this, but that's not the case, is it?
No, it's not. And that was really the piece that we really wanted to make sure happened. The city shouldn't be in the arena business. We're not necessarily the best people to run it. The Wideners, who have Widener Field and who are part owners now of the Switchbacks, are willing to take complete responsibility for this. There'll be some urban renewal tax increment financing money that will go to this project, but that's what happens in every urban renewal area. But otherwise, no other tax money is going to go into it. Certainly, people won't be on the hook if it doesn't succeed in one way or another. And that was really the guarantee that we needed to make this go forward.
Okay.
And we are going to continue with Richard Scorman in just a couple of moments. We've got traffic, weather, just a quick look at sports, and then we're going to talk about deer with you in a few moments.
That's right.
So hang on there. We'll continue with Mr. Scorman in a moment. This is Caradio News Radio, part of the Caradio Network.
And we're talking with City Council President this morning, Richard Scorman. And Richard, this is a very hot topic, but something we all deal with living where we live. And that is the deer population in our community. It's rather increased right now, isn't it?
That's right. Well, a lot of their natural predators are gone. They're just have had some problems, especially coyotes. And they love the urban environment. They love the flowers and the vegetation. There's about 30 deer per kilometer on the west side of town. About one car accident a day is a deer related accident, and some of these can be very serious. If you're driving on the highway 75 miles an hour and you hit a deer, it can kill you. And so there's a worry about too many deer, and lots of communities have had the same debate. And then on the other side, you have a lot of people that love the deer, and it's really part of our culture and our heritage, and we love the wildlife in our community. So it's a tough issue.
And there is a discussion about culling the deer population in our community, and we know it's a heated topic. Some support it, some don't. And then if there is culling done, how is it done?
Well, they do allow some cities or places like the Air Force Academy have allowed people to go out and hunt with bows and arrows, very controlled, and that's something that we're not considering. We don't really want to have that possible conflict of people with hunters, but we are talking about possibly culling deer and having professionals do it, go out there who know what they're doing, and they're able to do it in a humane way. And they're able to get the deer. They usually get the female deer who can have babies. They do it at a time in the fall or the winter when they're not spawning. And they try to reduce the population that way. It's expensive. The meat could be used, given to care and share and given out to the community. But it's a controversial one. People don't like to see, beautiful, sweet deer being killed.
And that's why there is a town hall really being held on this, community input.
Yes, on August 15th from 6 to 7:30 at City Hall, we're going to have a community discussion about it, and council's yet to vote and make a decision. So this is a good time if you have a strong opinion to come and voice that.
I want to talk to you about an upcoming ballot issue. It looks like it will be before voters in November to fix the roads in Colorado. This would be a statewide initiative. I understand you've come out against this because the voters in the city of Colorado Springs went ahead and raised taxes locally to repair our roads.
That's right. We have 2C, and it's been very effective. And every dollar goes to the city, and we're able to control it. We know we can really help improve the roads here. This is going to be a statewide measure that we'll only get a percentage of, probably about $18 million a year. And it's not enough for us to support to have that tax go so much higher statewide. It'll go almost to that 9% threshold, and that's a lot of sales tax for people to pay and bear. So we're opposing it. We think that it should be locally controlled.
So the two measures of that are being proposed for the November ballot, is it the fix the damn roads? Is that the one that you think?
And that's the one that we support. That's about bonding. That's about money that already exists in the general fund and not raising sales tax. That's the one I support, and the mayor does too. But there's lots of advantages to both. I know there's two sides to the story.
All right, Mr. Scorman, we'll get you set for next month. Good to have you come in and see us, and we appreciate you taking the time. It is approaching 7:52 on KRDO.